Good morning.
Morning.
We're continuing to discuss the Rambam's views about Nevuah in general and Daniel in particular. Mentioned yesterday that in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, Rambam says that Nevi'im are in different levels and that one of the distinctions between the Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im, he says, is that all other Nevi'im, besides Moshe Rabbeinu, when they would have Nevuah, their limbs would shake and their bodies would become weak. And he brings a proof from Avram. It says, V'ine emach ha-shechag dola nefel halav, a terrifying darkness fell upon him. And he brings a proof from Daniel, who says, I could not hold on to my strength. And I mentioned yesterday that the Rambam seems to contradict himself, because in Mor Nevuchim he holds that Daniel was not a prophet.
Does he have any opinion about whether it only his definition of who only occurred in dreams? We're going to
see that extensively today in his 11 levels of Nevuah. So I'm pleased to report that I'm not alone in not understanding that line in the Rambam. He says the same thing again in Mor Nevuchim about Daniel being an example of a Navi losing his physical strength. And the commentary in Mor Nevuchim, Ibn Kreskas, says, I'm bewildered by this. How can he bring a proof from Daniel when he holds Daniel is not a Navi? That's in his comment. That's in Perek Mem Aleph of Mor Nevuchim Chelik Bet, as we're going to see extensively in Perek Mem He of Mor Nevuchim Chelik Bet. The Rambam holds that Daniel is not a Navi. So I don't have an answer to the question, but it's comforting to know that a Rishon or early Achron, I think he's a Rishon, asked the question too. So it's not my lack of understanding. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, you had asked about Nevi'im having to do an os. Rambam says that Kishmashalchinoto, when a Navi is sent, notnim lo ot omofet, he's given a sign or a wonder. So that people will know that Hashem truly sent him. The source for this is actually Gemara, Sanhedrin, one page before where we started the Sein Yaakov Shir, the last daf of the 10th parak of Sanhedrin. Gemara says that a person who doesn't listen to a Navi is punished. Gemara asks, Hamavater al divrei Navi mina yada di anish. How does a person know that this Navi is a true Navi and he should listen to him? Maybe he didn't listen because he thought he was a Navi Sheker, and so why should he be punished? So the Gemara answers, Diyahiv le'ot, because a Navi gives a sign. V'amicha de'lo yahiv le'ot v'anish. So Gemara asked from a specific case where there was no os, but the person was punished. Gemara answers, Hecha de'muchzak shani. Well, once, if he's known, he doesn't have to give an os. How did Yitzchak listen to Avram and allow Avram to? Yitzchak was going to allow Avram to shecht him. How did he listen to Avram? The answer is he knew Avram was a great tzaddik and a wise man, and if Avram said, Hashem told me to do this, then that's sufficient. So he doesn't necessarily have to do an os. But the general the general rule is that a Navi who comes will have to do an os. The os, however, does not have to be some kind of amazing thing like turning water into blood or turning a staff into a snake. The Rambam says in Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, Kol Navi she'amod lanu v'yomar she'Hashem shlacho. If a Navi gets up and says, Hashem sent me, he doesn't have to do an os, a sign, like one of the signs of Moshe Rabbeinu, or one of the signs of Eliyahu and Elisha, like Chesem Esim or something like that, which is changing the nature of the world. If he foretells the future, then that's an os also. So that could be a sign. It doesn't necessarily mean. So you asked, did every Navi do some kind of wonder? The answer is not necessarily. Well, you didn't ask wonder. You asked, did every Navi do an os? Yes, every Navi has to do an os, but the os doesn't have to be a wonder. The os could be successfully foretelling the future.
Not something that's like a 50-50 chance.
Presumably not. Like if somebody said, the Yankees are going to win the World Series, well, it doesn't take a Navi to have a pretty good chance at knowing that in any given year, the Yankees have a good chance of winning the World Series. If he says the Yankees are going to win the World Series in 5 games by a score of 3-2 and Reggie Jackson's going to hit a home run, since Reggie Jackson is 75 years old or however old he is, if he comes onto the field and hits a home run, that would make him a good Navi. Rambam doesn't say whether it has to be a Nevuah about something significant. If he predicts who the next president is going to be and how many electoral votes he's going to get, is that sufficient? I don't know. Rambam doesn't say it has to be a religiously significant prophecy. It's a medrash called Midrash Mishnat Rabbi Eliezer. In chapter 6, it says, Hamitnavei l'chadesh davar nevuato. If somebody prophesies and wants to institute something new based on his prophecy, go on Mordechai l'chadesh mikra megillah, like Mordechai who prophesied a new mitzvah of reading the Megillah, or Yechezkel who prophesied the architectural plans for the third Beis HaMikdash, Harei zeh tzerich ot mofet. He needs a sign or a wonder. While Hamazhir al Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, but if a Navi is simply coming to give people Musar to tell them to keep the Torah, Shlolo Sif Lo Digor, he's not adding to the mitzvahs, he's not taking away from the mitzvahs, Eino tzerich ot mofet. He doesn't need to do a sign coming to tell you follow the Torah and to say, if you don't follow the Torah, God's going to punish you in such and such a way. God's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. If you don't follow the Torah, why do you need to do a sign? Seems to be contrary to the Gemara, which is fine because Rabbi Eliezer was a Tana and could argue with the Gemara. It's Mishnat, Midrash, Mishnat, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Rabbi Yossi Haglili. So he's a Tana. However, in the notes here, they quote Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who says, when did Mordechai do a sign or a wonder? The Medrash says, if he wants to introduce a new mitzvah, like Mordechai introduced reading the Megillah, he has to do a sign or a wonder. Frank Kanievsky says, I don't know what this is talking about. I don't know when Mordechai did a sign or a wonder. In addition to which, he doesn't mention this, but it's actually Mordechai, like Daniel, is a person that it's even less clear that whether Mordechai was a prophet. We don't, unlike Daniel, who we find things that seem to be prophecies, and most people hold Daniel is a prophet, only the Rambam holds he isn't. I don't want to say only the Rambam. Mordechai, we don't find prophecies from. But according to this Medrash, Mordechai was also a prophet and did some kind of wonder. Another thing about doing wonders, we all know the story that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Hashem, they're not going to listen to me. And Hashem says, what's that in your hand? And he says, a staff, and it turns into a snake, and then Moshe's arm gets tzaras. Chazal say it's all a punishment because Moshe Rabbeinu said Lashon Hara about the Jewish people when he said that they're not going to listen to me. Sounds, at first glance, like Moshe Rabbeinu was doing something wrong by asking for a sign. the Avodas HaMelech on the Rambam by Rav Menachem Karkovsky, who's a Rav in Vilna, brother-in-law of Rav Soloveitchik's mother. He writes that to the contrary, this actually supports the need for a Navi to do some kind of sign. Because why was Moshe punished? Moshe was punished because Hashem told him, "B'shem'u l'kolecha," they will listen to you. And Moshe said, what if they don't listen to me? Give me a sign. So now Hashem says you deserve to be punished. Only because Hashem already said they're going to listen to you. But ordinarily, a Navi doesn't have a guarantee that people are going to listen to him, and it's right for a Navi to want to do a sign to convince the people. Those were follow-up points from yesterday. As discussed, the Rambam says there are 11 levels of prophecy, or 11 levels connected with prophecy, because the first two he holds are not really prophecy, not really nevuah. The first one is, we said, a person has some extraordinary strength or courage and uses it to save an individual or the nation as a whole. But it doesn't mean that everybody who does something extraordinary is a Navi or is having Ruach HaKodesh. But somebody who has this type of Ruach HaKodesh, of Holy Spirit come upon him, will do great things to save the Jewish people, like Shimshon or like the Shoftim, or other examples that he gives. The second level, he says, is where a person feels like some spirit came over him and is prodding him to do something wise or something very spiritual, and he speaks. As a result, he speaks great words of wisdom or praise of God or productive rebuke of people. So it doesn't mean that a person who feels a great urge to rebuke people is experiencing Ruach HaKodesh, because Rambam says that it would be productive rebuke of people. He says all of this is in a state of being awake and full control of one's physical state. And that's called speaking with Ruach HaKodesh. So essentially, a person is saying things. He says that this is the level where David HaMelech wrote Tehillim, and Shlomo HaMelech wrote Mishlei, and Kohelas, and Shir Shirim, and Daniel, and Iov were written on this level. And then he emphasizes that David and Shlomo and Daniel are not like Yeshaya and Yirmiah and Nasan and other Nevi'im. They only spoke with Ruach HaKodesh, which is this lowest level. Below the level, prophecy received in a dream. He says that's why Sefer Daniel is in the Ksuvim and not in Nevi'im. Tanakh is Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. Nevi'im are prophecies. Ksuvim is Ruach HaKodesh. That's the Rambam's distinction. There are other commentaries of other distinctions between Nevi'im and Ksuvim, but the Rambam's distinction is that Nevi'im are prophecies and Ksuvim is just Ruach HaKodesh. The third level, which is the lowest level of somebody who says, Hashem spoke to me, is where a Navi sees a parable in a dream and has all the other conditions we spoke about of being a Navi. He prepared himself, great holiness, and he experiences some great feeling overcoming him. If we would just have a dream that has a parable in it, that doesn't make it a prophecy. It has to meet all the other conditions that we discussed yesterday for being a prophet. In that dream, he will also receive the interpretation of the parable. He says most of Sefer Zechariah is of this nature. The fourth level is where he hears Nevuah in a dream, does not see anyone speaking to him. This is the level of Shmuel HaNavi's first Nevuah. Shmuel heard someone calling him and actually didn't realize it was a Nevuah. He thought it was Eli HaKohen calling him, and he woke up and went to Eli, "You called?" And Eli said, "No." And it happened a second time, and went to Eli, "You called?" And Eli said, "No." And then Eli caught on that and told Shmuel, "Next time it happens, say, yes, God, I'm here." No, it doesn't have to repeat. Just in Shmuel's case, it repeated. The third level of Nevuah, which is the fifth of the 11 levels, is where a person, the Navi sees a person speaking to him in a dream. He says that some of the Yechezkel's prophecies are like this. The pasuk says, "Vayidaber elai ha'ish," the man spoke to me. The next level is where a malach speaks to him in a dream. And the Rambam says that is the level of most of the Nevi'im. The seventh level is where he hears in a dream as if Hashem himself is speaking to him. For example, Yeshaya says, Ra'iti et Hashem, I saw Hashem sitting on his throne. That is the next level up. All of those are dreams. While at night, while a person's asleep. The lowest level is a parable in the dream. The next level is hearing a voice speaking directly in a dream. The next level is seeing a man. The next level is seeing an angel. And the next level is a feeling that Hashem himself is speaking to the Navi, all of them in a dream while he's asleep. The eighth level is, it repeats the previous levels, except this is during the day when he wasn't asleep, but a very powerful force falls over him as if he's falling asleep, and the nevuah comes to him. So the first one is that he sees a vision. It just answers your question you asked about dreams versus other things. So this would be during the day when he wasn't asleep, and it feels more like a vision than a dream. And he sees parables, and this is the Bris Ben Abisarim of Avram Avinu, where he saw birds and various things. They're parables. The next level is where he hears someone speaking to him in a vision. He doesn't see anyone. He just hears words. The next level is where he sees a man speaking to him, and he says that this is the level of Avraham when the three angels visited him. The Rambam holds that that never happened. Avraham was not sitting at the gate of his tent and got three visitors and shechted animals and fed them tongue and they sat under the tree. According to the Rambam, Avram was sitting at the gate of his tent, and the rest is a vision. Mefarshim ask, the Ramban very strongly disagrees with the Rambam. One of the problems is, if we accept that that was a vision, where does the vision end and where does reality start again? Was it part of Avram's vision that the Malachim went to Lot? Or was that a separate vision that Lot had? Where does it end? We know Sodom was destroyed. We know there was a city called Sodom, and today there's the Dead Sea at the place where Sodom used to be. We know that happened. So where does the vision end and where does reality start? Rambam doesn't explain, and it's very difficult to know. The Rambam likewise holds that Yaakov fighting with the angel never happened. It was also a vision. Ramban asks, then why was he limping? Afterwards, says he was limping. Barbanel says it's not Akasha. Very often, people have dreams that are so realistic. You dream that you were working out, and you wake up with your muscles hurting. That happens to people. So the ninth level was to see something in a vision. The tenth level was a person speaking in a vision. He says, like Avram in Elonei Mamre.
And that would mean that Avraham had during the day.
Correct. Avram was sitting at the gate of at the door of his tent, and he had this vision.
Somewhere I thought I learned that only Moshe had vision.
Only Moshe had visions awake, full consciousness. All the other prophets lost consciousness, we'll say. But the Rambam's distinguishing between a lower level where the person was already asleep and had a dream, a nevuah in a dream. And then the higher level is where a person was awake and suddenly had a vision. The vision would cause him to lose consciousness, except for Moshe Rabbeinu. Furthermore, Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuahs were not visions. Moshe Rabbeinu would have a conversation, like you and I are having a conversation now. Moshe Rabbeinu could go have a conversation with God. So the 11th level is to see an angel speaking in a vision, like Avraham at the Akedah. Notably, the Rambam doesn't have one more level. which is God speaking in a vision. If it was would have been parallel, so there was a parable in a dream, a parable in a vision. A person speaking in a dream, a person speaking in a vision, an angel speaking in a dream, an angel speaking in a vision. But then there was Hashem speaking in a dream. There is no Hashem speaking in a vision. That level, according to Rambam, doesn't exist. The only thing higher than that is the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, who, as I just said, would have actual face-to-face conversations with, so to speak, face-to-face. Pasuk says, Hashem says, I have face-to-face conversations with Moshe Rabbeinu. We mentioned yesterday another distinction between Moshe Rabbeinu and all other Nevi'im is that Moshe Rabbeinu could call up Hashem anytime he wanted and know he was going to get an answer. Other Nevi'im could only daven for a Nevuah and hope to be answered. There's no Nevuah on demand by other people. You see, among other things that you see here, that the Rambam says multiple times in here, this is more again, more Nevuchim Chelek Bet Perek Mem Hei, that Daniel was not a prophet. The Barbanel asks, I was shocked to see that the Rambam doesn't bring seemingly the most obvious proof that Daniel was not a prophet, which is our Gemara that we started with, which is why we're talking about this in the first place. Gemara said that I, Daniel, saw the vision. The people who were with me did not see the vision. And who were these people? They were Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. The Gemara says, they were greater than he is, and he was greater than they are. Or they had some advantage over him, and he had some advantage over them. They had the advantage that they are Nevi'im, and he's not a Navi. And he had an advantage that he saw this vision, and they didn't see this vision. If the Rambam holds Daniel's not a Navi, you'd think that this would be Exhibit A, this Gemara. It says Daniel's not a Navi. The Rambam doesn't bring that Gemara as a proof. So the Abarbanel explains, he says, listen, my son, and I will explain that Gemara to you so that you will understand it without any mistake. Again, Abarbanel disagrees very strongly with the Rambam about Daniel. Abarbanel holds Daniel was a prophet, and we'll discuss that tomorrow. No, we'll discuss that on Tuesday. The Abarbanel's levels of prophecy and what he says about Daniel, but he agrees that this Gemara does not shed any light on the matter, because, and really Rashi and Megillah said this, when the Gemara says Daniel is not a prophet, it means Daniel was not sent to the Jewish people to deliver a prophecy. That doesn't mean Daniel did not experience prophecies and write them down. All it means is that Daniel was not sent with a prophecy. So the Rambam could not bring this Gemara as proof, because it doesn't prove anything. If Rambam brought it as proof, I would have said, no, that Gemara just means Daniel was not sent with prophecies. And the Abarbanel says that the word Navi comes from Niv Svatayim, the speech or the expression of the lips. A Navi is a person who is sent to talk, as opposed to Daniel, who was sent to write things down. He wasn't ever sent to talk to people. Pasuk says in Sefer Dvarim, Navi yakim lecha Hashem lokecha me'achecha kamoni elav tishmon. Moshe says, Hashem will appoint a Navi like me, you should listen to him. And Hashem says, Navi yakim lahem v'natati dvarai b'fiv. I will appoint Nevi'im and I'll put my words in his mouth. And many other psukim where we see that the technical definition of a Navi is somebody who is sent with a message. In other words, there are two different uses of the word Navi, because Abarbanel holds that Daniel was experienced Nevuah, but he doesn't deserve the title Navi, because he wasn't. A Navi is a spokesman. Daniel was not a spokesman. Daniel experienced Nevuah and wrote it down. Whether he was told to write it down or not, But he wasn't sent. Hashem didn't tell him, go speak to Nebuchadnezzar. And when Abarbanel says Daniel was a Navi, he's talking about the later half of Sefer Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar's dream didn't necessarily require, I don't know that Yosef was a Navi when he interpreted Paro's dream. Okay, that might be Ruach HaKodesh. You have to really have to read, learn Sefer Daniel. The last, particularly the last three chapters of Sefer Daniel, where angels come to him and tell him entire future world history. That's not Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Yeah, that's at the beginning of Sefer Daniel.
Yeah.
Interpreting dreams is not necessarily a nevuah. I don't think anyone counts Yosef as one of the Nevi'im.
What about the second part where he, the whole Kates?
He doesn't tell it. He doesn't tell it. He writes it down. Doesn't say anywhere that he told it to anyone. He wrote it down. That's the point. That's exactly. That's exactly the point. The word Navi means spokesman. The word Navi means spokesman. Okay? The president's spokesman stands in front of reporters and speaks. That's different than the president's speechwriter. Daniel wrote things down. Daniel was never sent to speak. That's the distinction that Rashi makes. That's the distinction that the Abarbanel makes. And that's why this Ergamara is no proof to the question of whether Daniel experienced the level of prophecy when he saw his visions. Hashem, on Tuesday, we will discuss at greater length the Abarbanel's perspective on prophecy in general and Daniel. Have a good day.